When one loses a sense of God, one also loses a sense of what the human person is. So that in our evangelization, it is important to aim this proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ toward that kind of vacuum, that nothingness in which people seem to be existing. The large questions still remain. What does it mean to be a human person? Where am I going? Why am I here? What is the purpose of our lives? Does the world have a meaning? And as we understand that the newness of evangelization is really the new cultural situation, we always have to keep in mind that in all ways that we proclaim the gospel, we draw people to the person of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus not only reveals God to man, but man to himself.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
And welcome back to St. Gabriel Radio, the Spirit Drive. My name is Father Nick Venturn. I'm here with a Live for More team, Trisha Casson and Joel Yarmish. You know, we've been really excited here at St. Gabriel Radio to support the message of Jesus Christ being proclaimed here in the state of Ohio and beyond. And, you know, we take a little time. We're interrupting, you know, regular programming because this radio station doesn't have a big corporate kind of background. It's supported by listeners like you, our listening family. Mm-hmm. And without your support, this doesn't continue. So we're all giving of our time right now. We come in, my name, as I said, Father Nick Venturn. I'm here with Joel and Trisha. We're from the Alive for More team. And, you know, we're just really excited to be here. And we just wanted to give some of our time to give back.
Yeah, so as Father Nick was saying, welcome to the Spring Spirit Drive. The goal of these next couple hours we're going to be sharing with you is to just let you in on all the great things that AM 820 is here and able to provide for you. And we're inviting all our callers to call in to 614-459-4820 and help support St. Gabriel Radio. We have a couple different ways of ways you can support us. You can obviously give a gift in any amount. You can become a sustaining member for $20 or more per month. You become a business member for $50 or more per month, or you can give a leadership gift of greater than $1,000. So with all those ways that, you know, we have to support from our listeners, we are looking to reach some goals this hour.
Yeah, and what we should start this hour off with Thanksgiving, right?
Amen, amen,
yeah,
Thanksgiving.
So I just want to thank Elizabeth from Holy Spirit in Columbus who donated, and also Bob from Westerville St. Paul's who donated to AM 820. Again, you can call into 614-459-4820 and become a part of the St. Gabriel community. You know, as I was reflecting about this Spirit Drive and asking myself, okay, Trisha, Why do you want to give your time to the Spirit Drive? Why do you give a spot on the back of your car to AM820?
You see that everywhere,
right?
Don't
everywhere.
You?
Very valuable real estate. Yeah.
Yeah, it is valuable real estate, right? So I could put any bumper sticker on the back of my car. And why do I choose to put AM820? And it's because I really think that this is a community. Just a few stories I want to share is I have a friend who is a religious sister. And unfortunately, she's getting older, and she needed to live in a retirement community so they could provide for her needs. So she could no longer live in community with her religious sisters. And visiting her, you know, we talk about the rosary, and she shared with me very emotionally, you know, Tricia, I can listen to AM820 every morning and pray the rosary with people. So
wow.
She is so used to praying in community with her sisters. You know, that is her way of life. And because of where God has her right now in her life, she lives by herself in her own room in a retired community. But through the Catholic radio, she's still able to pray in community.
And that's a beautiful thing, is that we're all brought together in community. So if you're listening to this right now, there are no such things as coincidences. God has put you here to join in with this family. And so we're inviting you to call 614-459-4820 to really join in with the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio family to support, to become a sustaining member. Our goal this hour is to have 15 new gifts and 7 new sustaining members.
Yeah, and we're going hot at the gates. We're already at 5 out of 15.
Five gifts and then 2 sustaining members. So we're looking for 5 more sustaining members. If you're listening to this right now and you haven't become a sustaining member, God has put you with us at this time to call 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. Support this evangelization effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as if what Father Nick and Tricia just mentioned isn't incentive enough to call, I would like to mention we do have an anonymous donor who has offered an extra $250 on top of any of the other donations if we get to our if we get to 7 gifts.
Wow.
And if we get to 14 gifts, they're going to throw in another $250.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get to 21 gifts, then they're going to pitch in $500. So thanks to that anonymous donor, we want to invite you all to join our family and call in 614-459-4820 or visit stgabrielradio.com.
And a beautiful thing about, you know, Catholic giving is that we can always give in honor of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can give it in honor of somebody who first shared the faith with you. And, you know, sometimes you might wonder, oh, wait, I don't know if I can give enough. I don't know if I have anything to give. Here's the thing. God is never outdone in generosity. When we can give, he gives all the more. So call in 614-459-4820.
You know, I have some more stories of just to explain and to testify the people who you are supporting. You know, the way Catholic Radio has touched lives and is touching lives and changing lives. Because I truly believe that through media, you know, Christ will do whatever it takes to reach us. He will use whatever medium it takes to pursue our hearts. He is, you know, relentless for the love of each and every single one of us. And, you know, I believe that he is using radio to touch hearts. Another example is I knew this man who worked with a lot of men. He did construction, and he was, you know, nominally Catholic. Started listening to Father Ricardo every morning on AM820. I don't know if any of you have listened to Father Ricardo, but he is just, you know, wonderful to listen
to. Yeah, absolutely.
And through Father Ricardo, you know, the appreciation of his Catholic faith was awakened. And he had the courage to talk to the other young men who he worked with about his Catholic faith. And they had all fallen away from it. Not all, but they were Catholic and then had started going to a different non-denominational Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
But through Catholic radio, this man had the courage and, you know, just the desire, right? Even just the desire to share his faith with these young men that he worked with. And I'm sure it made a difference.
Yeah. And
go ahead, Joel.
I was just going to say, along those same lines, it doesn't take a ton of effort to go to AM 820, to hit 820 on your radio dial. And I think, you know, I'm so thankful that is available to me on a daily basis when I'm struggling to find time for prayer, when I'm struggling to find that motivation, or I'm looking for, I don't know, just something deeper. I'm so grateful that AM 820 is there.
And, you know, some of the great stuff that AM 820 offers are things like, well, you know, A Life for More. I'm not going to shy away from plugging our own stuff. But at the same time, we have other great speakers like Mother Angelica. I mean, God rest her soul. But, you know, she has some great content.
Mm-hmm.
And someone we're about to listen to, Jason Everett. I remember one time he came out to, you know, if you didn't know, Joel, Tricia, and I all went to the same school together. We all grew up together.
Fighting Irish.
Yeah, FCHS, all that joyful stuff. So we're really excited to kind of, we're going to introduce Jason Everett. It's a clip from Catholic Answers Live. And, you know, Jason Everett came out and he really talks about chastity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's content like this. People wonder, like, oh, that's an uncomfortable topic. But here's the thing. It gives an opportunity for the truth to be proclaimed. Truth is out there. Mm-hmm. And truth sets us free. And AM 820 helps us reach those who need to hear the truth.
Do you guys remember when he came to speak to us in high school?
It was like our senior year in high school,
No,
I think.
No, I think it was our freshman year.
Okay, well.
I've spent a lot of time trying to forget what happened in high school, so I can't say that I particularly remember.
Neither of you listened, obviously, so let's start the clip.
Well, we're gonna listen to Jason Everett. It's from Catholic Answers Live. While you're listening, call in 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com and join in with the radio family to support efforts like this to have the truth proclaimed in a world that is desperately hungry for it.
And Jason, in Christian teaching, why do you think chastity is so often associated with freedom? Like the idea is that the chaste person lives in a state of freedom that's not enjoyed by the unchaste.
Yeah, well, it's tied to freedom because chastity not only frees you to love, it also frees you to know if you're being loved. And so it frees you to love because if I can't say no to my impulses and my passions and my desires, that I'm not really free to make a gift of myself. I can only give what I possess. And if I'm dominated by my hormones, then I'm not really making a gift of myself. I'm using others as an outlet for what I think of as my sexual needs. So chastity frees you to make that gift of yourself, but then it also frees you know if you're being loved. I know of a girl at Louisiana State University that came home from a date crying, and her mother said, well, what happened? And she said, well, I got in the car with a guy. We started driving, and he started making these little sexual jokes of what he wanted to do with me. And I told him, well, no, I practice chastity. And he said, that's okay. There's other stuff we can do, meaning everything but everything. And she said, no, I don't think you understand. I'm waiting for my future husband. I respect God, my body. And he looked at her and he said, so you mean I'm not going to get anything tonight? And she said, no, you're not. So he said, okay. He turned the car around, drove her home, dumped her off, and he left. And she's never seen him again. And thank goodness, because she could have done those things with him for 3 years, wondering, does he really love me? But she didn't play the game. And from date number one, she said, these are my standards. And so that asset, that virtue of chastity, freed her to know that she wasn't authentically being loved. And so that's why chastity frees us to love and to know if we're being loved.
And so we do get entangled in relationships that we really shouldn't be entangled. I don't mean shouldn't in a even just in a moral sense, but even in a practical sense, when we are unchaste, whether as men or women, we don't have that sense of confidence of knowing what this relationship is about. And so relationships are often very confusing.
Yeah, without question. Because I think what you win a person with is what you keep him with. And if you win a person with pleasure or the body, well, the problem is the body's pleasure is replaceable. You can get pleasure from the internet. You can get pleasure from another person. But if you win him with who you are as a human person, well, the person is unrepeatable. And as a result, those relationships tend to last longer. And then also, just the bliss of physical intimacy really fogs your judgment. And this isn't a theological teaching. It's a scientific one. There's a chemical called oxytocin that's often referred to as human superglue. And one of the things it does besides bond you, it also impairs your critical thinking abilities. And this is why people often know people that are in really dead-end physical relationships, but no matter what they say, they just can't break through to the person. Like, this guy's not right for you. And the other person will make all these excuses. Oh, well, look, I know he's got problems, and I know he's a convicted felon, and I know his friends call him El Chapo, you know, but I can fix him. I can change him. And you start, you know, dating your imagination and dating a project instead of dating a person. So that's why chastity comes in, and it provides an added element of clarity in the relationship.
That was such a great clip. You know, this is kind of the stuff we hear on AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And right now we're doing the spiritual. We just heard from Jason Everett from Catholic Answers Live talking about chastity. And, you know, it's content like this that allows us to set people free. And it is only possible from support of our listening family. And you can help support that by calling 614-459-4820. And, you know, right now, Tricia, do you have some angel updates for us?
I do have some angel updates. So we want to thank Susan from St. Patrick, St. Patrick in Columbus, James from St. Michael's in Worthington, and Sheila from Immaculate Conception Parish in Columbus. They are all multi-year sustaining members, so thank you so much. To become a sustaining member, you can call 614-459-4820, and a sustaining member is just somebody who pays a certain amount every month, per month.
Right, correct.
So it's wonderful that we have people that could support this. And so, you know, we just heard from Jason Everett. My name is Father Nick Ventura. I'm joined in the studio by Joel Yarmish and Trisha Kasten. We're from the Live for More team. And it's really exciting here to be at the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive. You know, you can join us, too, by calling 614-459-4820. You know, a line that stuck out to me from Jason Everett's clip was, you know, chastity sets us free in our relationships, that we are free to engage in a relationship without being burdened by pressures, by things that, you know, make us someone people were not.
Yeah.
And that was something that really struck me very deeply, especially because that's what truth does. Yes, sometimes the truth is uncomfortable. It may not be something we may not necessarily want to do, but it sets us free.
And what a countercultural message. You know, if you turn on any other radio station right now, I'm wondering if you hear that chastity can set you free. You know, the other outlets, other media outlets are trying to tell us the exact opposite.
Yeah, that freedom means doing whatever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. That's just license, not freedom.
Right. What I really appreciated, and I thought this was a great clip to play to demonstrate what you can get from AM 820, is it's one thing to say that chastity can clear up your mind and remove any fog or doubt, but then Jason Everett takes it a step further and he explains, it's not just my opinion, it's science. Like, this is actual factual information. He talks about oxytocin, one of those two. And what it is a chemical release by the body that basically when you get all those lovey-dovey feelings, it clouds your brain in a chemical sense. And so if you take those things out, then you become able to see things more clearly. And I was like, yeah, that clicks. I mean, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. It's, and the truth, I mean, a lot of people want to say faith and reason are like diametrically opposed, as mean that they're enemies.
Mm-hmm.
But I know St. John Paul II wrote an entire encyclical on faith and reason. And it's here at St. Gabriel Radio that we, you know, proclaim this truth, that we show that the faith is reasonable, that the faith means freedom for humankind. Mm-hmm. And if you want to support that, you know, support the message of Jesus Christ being proclaimed throughout the entire state of Ohio, call 614-459-4820 or join us on stgabrielradio.com.
Thank Trisha. You, Father, for defining diametrical.
Yeah, well, it's just, I realized they used a word.
I was lost. I mean,
I'm actually not that smart. It's just I speak a lot. So,
well, what I loved about that clip is when Jason Everett said that every person is unrepeatable. And how true is that? Everybody who's listening right now, everybody whom we come in contact with, everybody who's driving on our tail, who's annoying us in the line of groceries, their soul is
unrepeatable. You mean the people who are driving up the wall when I'm driving on the highway?
Yeah, that's my biggest pet peeve. Don't drive too close to me.
But, so they're unrepeatable too. That's a good thing to remember, Trisha.
Yeah,
thank you.
You know, the Lord has willed us here for a reason, and he loves us, and his mercy is endless, and I mean, that message can never get old or stale, that we are unrepeatable, that we are here by no mistake, but we are willed by the Father.
And, you know, as I said, there are no coincidences. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to our voices right now, if you have joined us here, that means God has put something on your heart, means that God is asking you, help me spread this message. I could do it yes, he could do it all himself. You know, that I was trying to speak in terms of God, and I wasn't saying I do it all myself. But, you know, he chooses to ask us to participate. Mm-hmm. And you can do that by calling 614-459-4820.
You know, Father, I have a few angel updates
away. Oh, hey, there's the music.
I was waiting for that music, too. Well, it's not mine. Anyways, we want to thank Fritz from Our Lady of the Miraculous Metal Parish. He loves about St. Gabriel that there is always the 5 a.m. rosary.
Yeah.
And Fritz gave us a generous one-time gift. You know, you don't have to become a sustaining member if you aren't financially able. You can just call and give a one-time gift like Fritz. And, you know, it takes a... Yes, Joel.
Oh, I was just going to say, with that one-time gift, we've hit a goal of 7. We've had 7 gifts this hour, which means our anonymous donor has kicked in an extra $250 on top of that. Mm-hmm. So if we get to another 7 one-time gifts this hour, or 7 gifts in general, we'll get another $250 from our anonymous donor.
So that's speaking to you. So what's the number, Joel?
614-459-4820. Join our family. Call in.
That number is seared into my memory after every time I do the Spirit Drive. Like, I can't get it out of my head until like 3 weeks after.
Well, I also want to thank Daniel from St. Mary's in Lancaster. His favorite thing about St. Gabriel is the producer, Dave Osborne. I wonder if Dave filled that out.
I was going to say, are you sure that didn't say Dave from St. Mary's?
Dave O.
Dave O. You know, that
way too much laughter.
I guess. I wonder how much he paid for that to be written.
And lastly, I just want to thank Deborah from St. Michael's in Worthington. Her favorite thing about St. Gabriel is Steve Ray waking up to it and coming back after listening to Mother Angelica. So I'm assuming she means coming back to the Catholic Church mm-hmm. after listening to Mother Angelica. And Deborah, we are grateful.
Welcome back.
For your gift, but also that you are back.
Back with us, you know, and that's a major testimony from St. Gabriel is that it's brought so many people back. You know, I'm actually stationed at St. Peter's, so if you're from St. Peter Parish, this is a challenge to you. Call in. Join us. Call 614-459-4820. Help support St. Gabriel Radio. You know, I can't help but notice, because I was talking to one of the ladies who work in the office of St. Peter, and she said, she doesn't even have to be in the parking lot to see, you know, the AM 820 bumper magnet mm-hmm. across the city. I mean, you can't drive more than a block without seeing somewhere out there. And, you know, someone out there sees that and is going to be like, I wonder what that is. Turns it on. And then that is the gateway that the Lord can touch their heart and bring them back to his heart. The home for all of us. Mm-hmm. So help support that.
Yeah.
Call 614-459-4820.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I think that, you know, sometimes it's easy to forget in our lives that we are called by Jesus to go forth and make disciples of all the people. So our goal, our mission as good Catholics is to evangelize the world. Sometimes it's hard to go up to a stranger and start talking about Jesus
Christ. I dare say
all
the time it's hard.
Right, right. So, you know, it takes a lot of nerve. But what it doesn't take a lot of nerve to do is pick up the phone and support a radio station that can reach, you know, I don't know how loud you can speak, but this radio station can reach far further than anyone can yell. So,
and I can yell pretty loud,
right,
and this goes further.
It's further than Father Nick can yell. So if you call in and help join our ministry, 614-459-4820. We have lots of different ways that you can get involved and support our family. You can give a one-time gift, or you can become a sustaining member, which is a gift of $20 or more per month. You can give a leadership gift, which is $1,000 or more, or you can become a business member, which is $50 or more per month. And with that business membership, what you get is 100 messages per year. Go ahead, Tricia.
You know, Joel, thank you so much. And also, I think it's worth mentioning that if you donate, no matter how much you give, you are entered into a raffle for this beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima that'll be drawn on Saturday morning.
Yeah, all you have to do is call in and you'll be entered for the raffle.
I wanted to talk more about, Joel keeps saying the word welcome to our family. And, you know, how can a radio station be a family? How can... You know, let's take time to think about that. And something that struck me, I think it was maybe a week ago, I was listening to AM 820, and it was Patrick Majid's show. I can't remember the title of it.
Catholic Answers, isn't it?
No, it was the morning show.
Patrick Madrid show. Yeah, I think that's the Patrick Madrid show. Yeah. Sorry, Patrick, if we mess that up.
It's a great show, though. I mean, it's just so real. But so a woman had wrote a letter of despair to Patrick, and Patrick, you know, talked about, you know, prayed for the woman on air and reached out to her. And, like, so many people went onto his Twitter account to offer words of support for this woman who was feeling alone and desperate. And, you know, what a beautiful thing that the Lord used the medium of radio to reach mm-hmm. out to this woman who was in need of support, who was in need of community, who was feeling alone. And I think that's just an example, one example of many, of the ways that the St. Gabriel in particular in the Columbus Diocese has created a community and a family.
Tricia, that's a great point. And just as a reminder, you're listening to the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive. My name is Father Nick Ventura. I'm from St. Peter's. And you're also hearing Joel Yarmish and Tricia Kasson. We're from Alive for More.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but that is a top 50 rated program on this.
On St. Gabriel Radio.
That's correct, yeah. So you can find any of our shows online at stgabrielradio.com.
And, you know, it's kind of an interesting story how that started. And we're going to talk about that a little later, about how this whole thing got started. But, you know, it's local programming. We have a lot of local programming here at AM 820. And it's only possible to do because of our family supporting us. You know, calling in, becoming sustaining members. You know, we have a goal of 15 gifts this hour. 15, and we're already at 7. So there is at least 8 people listening right now. I know there are at least 8 people listening who haven't given yet.
Yeah, we're talking to you.
Yeah, and so God is asking you. I mean, yes, I'm asking you. But, you know, there's a reason why God had you turn on the radio this time. So call 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. Give a gift, any amount, to help support this mission here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You know, it's really great that we have all this programming here that we can offer, all these good kind of things that help nourish people. So, you know, Tricia and Joel, what do you think, like, what was one thing that has nourished you from Catholic Radio? Before we got involved, what was something that nourished you about Catholic Radio?
It was a way for me to basically turn my brain off. I mean, it was a way for me to...
Interesting way to put that.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot of work.
I didn't know you turned it on.
It doesn't take a... Yeah, exactly. But it was a way of me to just say, you know, Joel, stop talking for a minute. Listen to people who have good questions, who have good answers, and who can spur some valid thoughts inside your mind. I mean, you can spend all day thinking about who the Cleveland Browns should draft at with the number one overall pick, or you could fill your head with something of value.
I was about to have a comment about the Browns, but I think I want to keep this uplifting.
I think the way that, you know, Catholic radio has nourished me. I grew up listening to my beautiful mother, who taught me so much, not only this lesson, but so many. Garbage in, garbage out. You know, like, if you watch Garbage Trisha and you listen to garbage, then you're going to start making choices that aren't good. And I never really bought on, I don't think. You know, I was just kind of like, oh, it's one of those momisms that they say. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I know. I think it's true. And I'm 28 years old, and I think my mom's right.
No, it's...
About many things. And so I think that's one way that Catholic radio has... It just purified my thoughts a little, you know? Instead of thinking about the lyrics of this trashy song, instead, you know, you're thinking about the teachings of the Catholic Church, and little unbeknownst to your own self, it's purifying your thoughts and your mind.
Mm-hmm. No, amen. And, you know, this is only possible because we have our listening family supporting us. And the only way that we do this is twice a year we do the Spirit Drives, the spring and the fall Spirit Drive. And so this is an invitation to everyone to call 614-459-4820. And, you know, we have a real joy. Here at St. Gabriel Radio, this is really a family. You know, and people are able to stop in at the radio station, come say hi. You know, it is a welcoming place. And we have a joy of actually having someone from the listening family here with us, Rita Kennedy. She is a business member. And, you know, we try to bring on during the Spirit Drive people who have a testimonial about, like, St. Gabriel Radio. And so, Rita, it's a very pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. I'm
glad you're here with us. You know, I understand that you love Catholic answers. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when I was in high school, I loved it too because it helped me answer those tough questions I didn't quite want to ask my parents yet. Mm-hmm. So what about Catholic answers kind of, you know, helped you grow in your faith?
Well, I'm the mom that has the garbage in and out theory.
You have some more momisms to teach
yeah,
us.
Yeah, good.
Yes. How many children do you have, Rita?
I have just the one, but I come from a family of 11.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was from one of 10, and my mother one of 13 children.
Oh, wow. That's great. And you have a son or a daughter?
I have a daughter.
A
oh,
daughter.
Beautiful.
Yes.
That's great.
And I have two grandbabies, which are both 1 year old right now, but the other will be turning 2 on the 26th.
Wow. So you've got your hands full as a grandma.
Yes, and I love every minute of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, your heart is probably expanding as we speak.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. So how has, you know, Catholic radio helped you in your faith?
Tremendously. I was in in school in the 60s and the 70s, and we weren't properly catechized then. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could say all 11 children have remained in their faith, but they have not. Mm-hmm. And Catholic Radio has really helped me to respond in a loving way, in mm-hmm. a caring way, mm-hmm. To try to bring them back home. And it wasn't available to us in the past to pick up the phone and get an answer, but now I can call Catholic Answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can listen to Ray Grundy, Dr. Ray Grundy, mm-hmm. and uh-huh. you know, his humility is just outstanding. He's a great example to me.
Yeah, no, he's great. I love listening to him, too.
Have you ever had the courage to call into Catholic Answers?
That's what I was going to ask.
You know, just like now with your quote, you took that from me, and people usually call in, and what I was going to ask is answer, but that's okay.
Oh, you really were thinking garbage in, garbage out.
I was.
Oh,
I have
know, that's
it right
an
my
affirmation
notes.
Of the Holy Spirit. I think that's a great thing that we were on the same mind track.
That and give it up, my mother would tell us, and, you know, all the things that your mother tells you are right. And you should follow them.
Unless it's
I think my mom is
away.
Listening to this right now. She'll probably be like, see. And no, it's good. It's
Joel,
beautiful.
Stop eating that grass. Yeah. Advice, fun advice like that all the time. So you said you're a business member as well. Have you seen anything good come from being a business member here at St. Gabriel Radio?
Well, I donate personally. And I thought, you know, I really should start doing this. And I started last month. Mm-hmm. But I love also working with Catholics in my business.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the mortgage industry and working with Catholic realtors. We know we've just been blessed by God with this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I place my hand on their file from beginning to end to help us through this process. And it's just beautiful to work in kind with Catholic people like mm-hmm. that, because it just brings extra grace.
Have you found that Catholic Radio has put you in contact with these people, different people, or...
Not yet. I'm hoping for it. And,
okay.
You know, this is an ongoing subscription, so we're praying.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
It's funny that you mention that, because my wife and I, we were at the point where we're deciding who to give our business to. And it's always the people that we feel most closely connected to that we love giving our business to. Like, you know, if we have a distant relationship with them, maybe that's only one time we're going to use them. But the more that we feel connected to the person, so I can tell that you really take that care in your business. So that's really nice to hear.
Rita, maybe you can explain to the listeners what it means to be a business donor.
Businessman.
Yeah, business member. I'm sorry. Yeah. What is a business member?
Well, I'd like to be involved in the Catholic community because I think we're a great witness to one another. And then when we're working together, we send that messages to our customers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I pray the rosary daily, and they're in my prayers, those that I've helped, those that I'll, in the past and today and in the future. So when I'm working with people like that, that Catholic care and love will just trickle down to others. And we hope that we're witnessing in that manner to others in the work that we do.
That's beautiful.
And so with that business membership, you do get 100 ads per year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, correct. Yes, it is. And, you know, it's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, it is so often we think that, you know, we just wave a magic wand and someone else does the evangelization. Someone else does all the work that the Lord asks us to do. So, Rita, thank you for your yes to the Lord's invitation.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And your yes can be heard, too, if you call 614-459-4820. Join in with the Spring Spirit Drive. Rita, before we go to our break, is there one thing you want someone to hear from Catholic Radio about why it's so important that it exists?
Catholic Radio is my cheat sheet. Hurry up and start listening all the time, and contribute. This is critical. I have to make up now for 2,000 years of the fullness of the truth, and I don't think I'll have it completed by the time I pass on, but I really have a lot to learn, and get on and get into it fast, because we have a lot to learn.
Thank you so much, Rita.
Thank you, Rita. Again, you're listening to the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive. My name is Father Nick Ventura. You were just listening to Rita Kennedy, one of the business members here at St. Gabriel Radio. We're also here with Tricia Kasson and Joel Yarmish. We're from Alive for More. And we're going to go to a short break to hear from some of our local sponsors. And remember, during that time, you can still call in by calling 614-459-4820. Become a business member, become a sustaining member, or just give a gift. help support this mission for proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Running a business is tough. When our networks crashed, we were losing upwards of $1,000 a day because we couldn't service our customers. So we called HMB for help. Their network engineers quickly assessed our problems and went right to work fixing them. We now have 99% uptime and 24/7 support. If your technology is slowing you down, I highly recommend you visit HMB's experts at hmbhelpsit.com.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
You know, many of you who have not been to confession for years, I make a bet it's on nothing. You're ashamed. There's nothing you could tell a priest he hadn't heard before. You don't want him to know who you are. Go to another city. Go to another state. Who's going to know who you are? God knows who you are. So all of these things that we're so afraid of, people's opinion, it doesn't mean anything. You know what our dear Lord said about other people's opinion? The opinion of men mean nothing to me. I always wondered how the liberals are going to interpret that inclusive language. They wouldn't dare say the opinion of women don't mean anything to me. It must be the opinions of people. Whatever it is, opinion made nothing to him. Why?
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Grace Transformations, remodeling, renovation, and new construction. A Catholic company doing business on Catholic principles. Online at gracetransformations.com.
Believing that every life is precious and should be honored, Back in His Arms Again is an organization that helps families of miscarriage and infant loss provide a proper and dignified burial. If you have suffered through a loss of a baby or know someone who has, please visit backinhisarmsagain.com for more information. Again, that is backinhisarmsagain.com.
Joe Finneran, Certified Financial Planner at Tricord Wealth Advisors, helping business and families be good stewards of God's gifts. Online at tricordwealth.com.
This is Father Larry Richards, host of EWTN Open Line Thursday. Catholic radio is one of the most important realities we have in the world today because it brings people to Jesus, and we need to bring people to Jesus. And thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge. But there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry out programs like EWTN Open Line every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
You wake my love. You renew my strength. You restore my heart. You invite me in. You begin my song. You awake my love.
And welcome back to St. Gabriel Radio and the Spring Spirit Drive. And we're inviting you to join in with our family by calling 614-459-4820. My name is Father Nick Ventura. I'm from St. Peter's and Alive for More. And I'm joined by Tricia Kasson and Joel Yarmish. And we're here giving of our time to support a great evangelization effort here in the state of Ohio, where we can allow people to hear the message of Jesus Christ 24/7 almost. And it's really a great gift.
Not almost. I think 24/7.
Is it 24/7?
Yeah.
It is 24/7. Yeah. I just got corrected. Great. I love it.
And you know what else is 24?
I will correct you from...
I know. You've been correcting me for 22 years, Tricia.
And I will
it's
continue.
Okay.
And you know what else is 24/7? The internet. So go to stgabrielradio.com. We invite you to join our family by donating online, or you can call 614-459-4820. I believe our angel has entered the room. So, Tricia, do you have any angel updates for us?
Has entered? You mean has...
I flew into the room.
Sometimes she's an angel, sometimes she's just Tricia.
Oh, okay, we're just going to continue.
Well, anyways, I really want to thank Greg from St. Peter's for giving a monthly donation to St. Gabriel Radio. Thank you so
thank
much,
you,
Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Also, Kevin from Grove City, Ohio. who gave a one-time donation. Thank you so much, Kevin. I want to thank some multi-year sustaining members. So these are people who have generously donated to St. Gabriel Radio throughout the years as...
they give monthly gifts. Monthly sustaining membership. Yeah, $20
yeah.
or more every month. So
yes. So thank you so much, Vincent Dorothy from St. Pius in Reynoldsburg, Michael and Patricia from Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Grove City, Ohio, and lastly, Michael and Mary Beth from St. Timothy's in Columbus. Thank you so much for your generosity.
No, it's one. We have so many people to thank. And you know, we said our goal is 15 for this hour. And we've just reached 11 gifts for this hour, and we need... also, 7 sustaining members. We have 4. We need 3 more sustaining members. So that's you. Call 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. It's just $20 a month. That's what? 3 Starbucks coffees or something like that?
I don't know. I know that as Buckeyes, we do not have the Ohio State Buckeyes to be excited about in March Madness this year.
So you
might as well be excited about the Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Radio.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I think something we haven't mentioned yet is there are going to be gifts with... if you give a particular donation. So if you become a sustaining member, we're going to send you guys an Imitation of Mary. I guess it's a little prayer book.
It's a prayer book like Imitation of Christ. It's a beautiful little prayer book, Meditations on the Blessed Mother being a model for us. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and then if you offer a leadership gift of $1,000 or more, we're going to give a porcelain Madonna rosary holder. It's very cool. Hold your rosary. And as we mentioned... call in, and you'll be entered for a raffle for a beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima.
No, it is wonderful. I mean, and it's not just about what you can get. It's what you can give. You know, our Lord asks us to give of ourselves like he does, to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And this is an opportunity to do that because we can help people hear the message of Jesus Christ, hear the message they so desperately need to hear. And you can help with that by calling 614-459-4820. My name is Father Nick Ventura. I'm joined by Joel Yarmish and Trisha Kasson. Blech, I almost messed up that name. I'm sorry, Trisha.
It's a tongue twister.
Be careful. I know she's an angel.
I got to be careful. And we're from the Alive for More team. I'm particularly from St. Peter's. So if you're from St. Peter's here in Columbus and you're listening, I'm talking to you. I'll see you Sunday. Call 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. Join in this mission of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Definitely. I just want to give a few more angel updates. Our pile's gratefully and getting thick.
It's wonderful. It's overflowing. It's overflowing.
What a good problem to have.
It is great.
I want to thank Teresa. This is actually my mom. And she gave a gift in honor of my dad because they're so cute like that.
Mom's name was Tracy.
Well, yeah, but that's like a nickname.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Tracy's okay. Her real name.
Can Tracy be a real name too?
You can name your kid whatever you want these days.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, continue on. I interrupted. I'm sorry, Trisha. Thanks,
Anything
Tracy.
Anything can be a first name.
Yes.
We want to thank Saharho from St. Paul's in Westerville. She loves everything about St. Gabriel, and she gave a very generous one-time gift. Thank you so much. We want to thank my Uncle Kevin from St. Timothy's. So all my aunts and uncles who haven't donated yet, Uncle Kevin is now my favorite. And he's challenging all the Knights of Columbus at St. Timothy's to call in and give a donation. So thank you so much, Uncle Kevin. We want to thank Steve from St. Pius. He loves Encounter Radio and answering the call on AM 820, and he is from St. Pius. So thank you so much for your one-time gift, Steve. And lastly, we want to thank Carla from Maria Stein, Ohio, who gave a very generous gift.
And thank you.
Yeah, that's something we should talk about. AM 820 just isn't for people in Columbus. You know, this radio station, I was just driving to South Bend, Indiana, and I heard it almost all the way into Indiana.
No, yeah, it goes all the way up to Toledo, I believe, is what I've heard.
It's wonderful. You know, we can hear the message of truth. And right now we're going to go to an example of what you can hear on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You know, sometimes there are tough topics, and sometimes we just need to hear it. And so we're going to go back to Jason Everett, and he's going to talk about chastity a little more. It's a tough topic sometimes to hear in our society, but it's the truth we need that will set us free. So we're about to listen to Jason Everett on chastity.
There's this idea out there. There's an idea out there that sexuality is kind of hydraulic in a way, that if you push down your, if you repress, your sexual urges, then that's going to explode out somewhere else, I don't know. And that's not at all the Christian view of how the human personality works, is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, in a sense, it's true. John Paul II even noted this in his book, Love and Responsibility, that if you're just trying to blindly repress all of your desires and then shove them into your subconscious, I can't think about it, you're going to go neurotic, and it will lead to some type of, you know, outburst or explosion, because we're not meant to deny our humanity in the sense that, yeah, we have sexual desires, and our sexual instinct is a gift from God. But we have to be sober in our assessment that it's been tainted by some selfishness, by original sin, by the vice of lust. And so what we have to do is never divorce our sexual instincts from the demands of authentic human love. And so it's okay to have desires, but what do I do with those desires? Do I just allow them to give me some permission to use for my gratification? Or do I say, yeah, look, I have these impulses, but is acting out on them right now really doing what's best for this other person? And so the church is not asking us to deny our desires, to ignore our desires, to repress our desires, but rather to have mastery over them so that we can be free to love. And this is huge, especially, I think, for guys, to understand the distinction between sexual desire and attraction and lust. Because so long as a person thinks that having any sexual desires is the sin of lust, then they'll think they're always going to be failing. Well, I had another desire, I failed. Yeah. You know, once I get really pure, I won't have any sexual desires. Well, if you don't have any desires, it doesn't really mean you're pure. It means you're probably dead. Okay. You know, that's not the healthy integration of our desires.
Jason, before we go to calls, one more question for you. And that is, do you think there's a sense of tiredness yet with the excesses of the sexual revolution? I almost feel like people are, I don't know, bored with it, or that such excess leads to a kind of disinterest. Am I off base, or do you sense that at all?
Oh, I mean, you're spot on. When everything in culture has to be sexy, nothing is sexy anymore. I mean, when hamburgers at Carl's Jr. are supposed to be something sexual, I mean, what is it? Home Depot has a magazine that if you buy the magazine, you'll get blueprints for sexy shutters. It's like, okay, sexy window treatments. Okay, I think we've taken this too far, and people are tired of it. And what's nice to know, though, is that if you were to look at the graph that the Centers for Disease Control came out with of sexual activity amongst high school students in the last 25 years, it's been constantly going down. Last year was the lowest year they had recorded in the 25 years of research, that only about 30% of American high school students are currently sexually active. And for those who have been sexually active, 2 out of 3 of them wish they waited longer. And so what this means is you have a massive portion of young people in America who are either abstinent or regret not having been abstinent, meaning there's a great openness towards this message.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Spring Spirit Drive. My name is Father Nick Ventura, and we were just listening to Jason Evert. I'm joined in the studio by Joel Yarmish and Trisha Kasson. And, you know, you're on St. Gabriel Radio right now. Join us in supporting this message by calling 614-459-4820. And we just heard a powerful testimony from Jason Evert on chastity. And, you know, one thing that really jumped out at me was that his whole discussion of, like, you know, having desire is not necessarily sinful. It's having it. Well, chastity doesn't mean not having sexual desire. Chastity means it being well ordered. And, you know, when he said, if you don't have any of that, you're probably dead. And it's true. It's a proper ordering things, and everything in its proper place at its proper time, a time and a place for everything.
And I think that's a big misconception, this idea of chastity, that it's just a repression. It's a denial. Yeah. And so, yeah, clips like this from Jason Evert play on AM 820 all the time. And we are just so grateful for this countercultural message.
Yeah. And it's funny. This clip reminded me of is kind of the social media phenomena, that it is kind of like an echo chamber. You have a bunch of people yelling the same thing over and over again, and you only want to hear the same thing come back to you. It's an echo chamber. But what this does is it takes one of these notions that, you know, you think is, everyone says this has to be true. It's negative. You got to push these negative feelings down, deep down inside. But that's not actually what our faith teaches. And so we can get this type of programming on AM 820 to give you some, I guess, insight as to, I don't know, how to combat common misconceptions.
You know, and it's true. It proclaims the truth. And it's beautiful that we can do this, you know, and we're asking you to join in. We actually hit our goal for sustaining members. We have not sustaining members, 14 gifts. And so that's an extra $250 from an anonymous donor. We're only lacking one more for this hour for another gift. So that's you. Call 614-459-4820. Help the message of truth be proclaimed. There's a time and a place for everything, as my dad used to tell me. So there's a time for you to call in. 614-459-4820. Trisha, do you have some angel updates for us?
I do.
Oh, great. There's the music, too. Wonderful.
I want to thank Saint Lisa. She is a saint. I do know her. She goes to the same parish as I, St. Catherine's in Bexley. So thank you, Saint Lisa, for your generous gift to St. Gabriel. Lisa donated in honor of Diana, and she loves everything about St. Gabriel Radio.
Specifically, Alive for More.
You know, she didn't mention us.
That's okay.
Are we not part of everything?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you're right. I also want to thank Mickey from Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Columbus. And Mickey loves listening to the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
That's a good thing to listen to.
Yeah, and they donated in honor of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women.
Oh, thank you. DCCW, that's wonderful.
DCCW?
Yeah, Diocesan Council of Catholic Women.
That's great. I've never heard of it, but I should research it because I'm in the diocese and I'm a Catholic
and you're a woman.
Yeah. Anyways, also, I want to thank Chuck from St. Mary's Queen of Missions in Waverly, Ohio. Thank you so much. He loves listening to it as he drives. And lastly, I want to thank Greg. Greg became a sustaining member. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Greg. Wonderful. You know, a sustaining member, if you're wondering what that is, it's someone who gives $20 more a month and helps support a continuing giving throughout the year of helping support St. Gabriel Radio. And if you're already a sustaining member, maybe it's time to increase a little bit. Maybe you discovered that you can allocate a little more to, you know, the mission of evangelization here at St. Gabriel Radio. And you can do that by calling 614-459-4820 or going on stgabrielradio.com.
Yeah, and one, I want to get back to the clip. One more thing to say about the clip. Again, from Jason Everett, and it's a prime example of the programming you can hear on AM 820. And what it did again, and I know I mentioned this earlier, is it didn't just give you words. It gave you statistics. It gave you information to back up discussions, because I know I personally have come to AM 820 to bolster my ability to discuss my faith. And so when you hear things in the clip, like they talk about specific percentages of teens surveyed, you can, if you need to talk to someone about this information, you can say, it's not just me who's saying this. These are, you know, if you're talking to a teenager, you can say these teenagers your age feel the same way. So that's just an example of, I guess, the impact that those statistics can have on apologetics and evangelizing the world.
You know, and it's wonderful. It's because of the spring spirit drive, of this fall spirit drive, of our families supporting this, is that you have programs like Alive for More. One of the things that Alive for More began was that there was a need of hearing Catholic young adults proclaiming the faith. I'm not saying we're the best Catholic young adults they could have picked. There's much better ones out there. Trust me. I've met them. Much better ones that should be heard. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes we wonder, am I alone in the world? Is there anybody else who thinks like I do? And so when we're able to have St. Gabriel Radio share with everyone who turns on and listens that there are other people who believe in Jesus Christ, who know that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that gives us confidence. That is a boost of confidence from our Lord to help us not be afraid to proclaim the faith.
Yeah, I think it gives us an awareness that we are a part of something bigger than ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're a part of this big, we're on the home team, and it's more than what I think and what I want and what I believe, but it's something so much more beyond myself. And isn't that such a blessing, you know, that we are living for something more? We are alive
for more.
And we will spend our whole life, you know, searching and discerning and praying and asking questions about what that more is, you know, and trying to grasp at that more. And we know that more is the pearl of great price. We know that more is Jesus Christ, who lives in the Eucharist, who is the Eucharist. But, you know, it takes a journey to reach that and to know him. And grateful for things like Catholic Radio who help us learn about him so we can love him more and more.
And if you're grateful for Catholic Radio, please call in at 614-459-4820. And just as a note, we made our goal for gifts, but that doesn't mean we need to stop there.
Yeah.
That means you need to contribute to the abundance that we have here in our lives. Contribute to that abundance by calling 614-459-4820.
I want to thank David, who was our who allowed us to reach our goal. Yeah,
thank you, David. Appreciate that.
Yeah, how special.
Parish is he from?
He's from St. Mary Madeline Settlement in Mattingly Settlement, Ohio.
That's where Father Franks is.
Father Franks is in Dresden.
And Mattingly Settlement.
Nashport, Dresden, same.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's at two parishes.
Well, great.
So,
we're like siblings because we have the same spiritual father. All of us were educated and led by Father Franks for so many years and so grateful for his priesthood. So,
and that brings up an interesting point. If you're thankful for a priest or religious that helped you encounter the faith, call in 614-459-4820. Give in honor of them. It's really great. We can be so, we have so much to be thankful for, and we can express that in different ways, especially do it by contributing to St. Gabriel Radio, 614-459-4820.
And yeah, what I really appreciate about AM 820 is you can really trust the content that you're getting from AM 820. You hear these people, you hear the hosts on the shows, And you know that where they're coming from is not a place of pride. It's not a place of I'm better than you. It's a place of this is my mission, is to help other people. And I just, you know, it's I hate to harp back to this, but it's just not, the programming is not preachy. The programming is informative, and it's so humble. And I really appreciate you know, all the people who we can hear on AM 820.
And what is that mission? I think it's important in this last minute to, you know, proclaim the mission of St. Gabriel. What is our mission here at the radio station? St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's mission is first to provide quality programming that is faithful to the teachings of the Catholic Church and presented in a way that inspires conversion of heart and a deepening of the faith while building up the local body of Christ. And if you want to be a part of that mission, please call or even just pray, you know, listen, 614-459-4820.
Or stgabrielradio.com. Trisha, I see we have like more. Do you have another angel update for us? We're at 17 gifts for the hour. That's beautiful. Thank you. And we just need one more sustaining member. One more. We're at 6. We want 7.
Yeah, and if you need more incentive than that, if we receive 4 more gifts this hour, our anonymous donor will kick in an extra $500. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So call in.
We're inviting you.
Be that last sustaining member.
614-459-4820. And if you don't think I'm listening to talking to you, I'm talking to you.
Well, I want to thank Jim and Nancy, who actually just donated, and they wanted to make sure Father Nick knew. They're from St. Peter's Parish.
Ah, yes, I know Jim and Nancy very well.
Thank you so much, Jim and Nancy. I'll see you later, Jim. And lastly, I want to thank Lori from Corpus Christi. Lori loves everything about the station, but she listened to it through RCIA, and she'll be confirmed this Easter and baptized this Easter.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, we'll be praying for you, Lori. Yeah, everybody's listening right now. Maybe say a quick prayer for Lori as she enters the family.
That's beautiful, and you can help support this by calling 614-459-4820. Right now, we're going to hear from some more a local boy, Father Ogurchuk. You know, we do this program called Answering the Call here at St. Gabriel Radio, and you're going to hear his vocation story. And this is an example of what you can hear on St. Gabriel Radio. My name is Father Nick Ventura. I'm joined by Joel Yarmusch and Trisha Kasten. Stay tuned. Call in 614-459-4820. And now we're going to listen to Father Ogurchuk.
We're talking with Father James Ogurchuk. He's a priest of 57 years who is currently in holy service at St. Matthew's in Gahanna, and he's our guest today on Answering the Call here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. I'm your host, Elizabeth Ficicelli. So, Father, you were ordained on May 31st, 1958. So kind of go back to that day. When they asked those men wishing to be presented to step forward, what was going on in your mind?
Well, I felt like I had a manhole cover on my right foot. This is the whole rest of my life. You know, I'm 25 years old, and I never thought I was going to reach the 80s, but I did somehow. But, do I really? You dummy. You know, this is what you've been studying for all these. Of course. So thank God the manhole cover fell off and I took the step forward.
Yeah, it's hard to commit, whether you're getting married, whether you're, you know, becoming a priest, for the rest of your life.
Commitment. That's the This is why I think marriages don't tend to hold up, why there are fewer vocations than we would like. To make a commitment, so hard.
You know, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that you don't really know what you're getting into. You can't talk about what it's like being a priest or a married person until you have a lot of years, a lot of trials behind you. Then you get an idea. And your priesthood would take such an interesting path. You've never been the pastor of a parish, which many listeners might find surprising, but it's because God had a very different plan for you. At first, in your priesthood, it was the field of education.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I down in Cincinnati Major Seminary, every diocese in the state except Cleveland sent their seminarians down there. All the other dioceses insisted their seminarians take the education courses. So they were available, but for Columbus, they were optional.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to teach, so I took all the ed courses
mm-hmm.
so that rather than wait till I'm ordained and go up to OSU or something. So, I began teaching first 6 years at Hartley, and then I think they call it the Peter Principle, where you keep getting elevated to your highest level of incompetency. So I didn't mess the classroom up too bad, I guess. So I became a principal. They said, wow, you belong in the central school office. Did that for 9 long years. But that was task-oriented, and I always thought of myself as